Hello. Are you all well? Good, I'm glad to hear that. See that man? If you can't see him, he's an astronaut. I went to see him on Friday night. Give a talk at the Usher Hall, and he showed us pictures, and he showed us videos, and he told us what it was like to be an astronaut. He's a Canadian man, and he's done all kinds of amazing things, and he was the commander of the International Space Station, which is hopefully orbiting Earth right now. So, I wanted to show you, there's a picture of him. You know what that is? That's water. And he said when you get fired up into space, he went up on the space shuttle first. He said the first thing that people do when they get into space and they unbuckle is laugh. You know why they laugh? Because they're all floating around and they're weightless. He says it's such a wonderful experience, everyone just laughs. Anyway, I wanted to show you some pictures. And you. Wonderful pictures that he took when he was in space. Look at those. Saudi Arabia and South Korea. See the pictures? Try and get some other. Look at that. All the mountains and the rivers and all that kind of stuff. There's London. And there's France. Or probably Paris, I would imagine. Amazing, hey. But you know what struck me when I looked at all the pictures in this book? All these amazing pictures. That's the sea. You know what struck me? That when you looked at the Earth from space, there were no such things as borders between countries. There were no lines drawn on these places. They were all together. Hey? Isn't that amazing? No borders, no barriers, no divisions. When you look at the Earth in space, you just see masses of land and you see lights where there are cities and there are people and you can see bridges and all kinds of things. And that's such an important lesson for us to learn. When the first astronauts went up into space, the most amazing thing they saw was the Earth from space. And that's my dream. I would love to do that, but I'm probably too old, I don't know, maybe a bit too tall because the old rockets and that are very small, so it'd be really crap. But that's the thing that really they saw, that there was this beautiful Earth. And when they were up there were all kinds of conflicts and wars and things raging on the Earth. And yet from space, there was no division, there was no hatred, there was no violence, there was none of those things. And we need to know that. We need to know that and we need to live lives where we seek peace and we seek to love the people around us and we seek to be kind so that there aren't things like barriers and divisions and borders. Hey? Don't you think that's a good way to live? Do you care about people? Do you love them? No barriers, no borders. Maybe one day some of you guys will be going up into space. Don't go to Mars, it's a long trip. So, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about being kind and good to each other. I know you're great friends here, but grow your friendships. Make them special. Okay? Okay? Thumbs up? Good. Just another little factoid. I like factoids. He was saying that, very humble guy, and he was saying that he saw an advert just before he came to do the show. On the TV, and it was for the new Jaguar. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that because this is going on the internet. But anyway, it was for the new Jaguar. And he said the guy was bragging about the fact that the new Jaguar has got a 500 horsepower engine. He said the space shuttle's got an 80 million horsepower engine. Can you imagine that? Let's pray.